Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Yes, we're starting off a little early this morning. I don't know what Blog Talk is doing, but yeah, we're here, and good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mahogany.
Good morning, Kiki. Okay.
Yes, we in this thing this morning. Yes, I had to set up the episode, and I did it a little early this morning. And I didn't mean to, but, yeah, I was trying to put the right time, but it wouldn't let me. But, anywho, you know, I'm not the technical guru. And, of course, Raji Love is not with us this morning. So, yeah, how was your weekend, Mahogany?
Oh, it was good. I worked, unfortunately. No, I'm kidding. But it was fine. It was fine. How was your birthday?
Oh, it was awesome. We did a wine tasting. And we did a massage, and, you know, we got to tour the wine tastings with Tour the World. So I had German wine, I had Asian wine, I had a Belgian wine, some French wine. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Great. Yes, I loved it.
Mm.
Well, I guess
nice.
We better start the show like Roger Love would with the birthday wishes. So let's do that, shall we? Let's see.
All right.
All right. My birthday wishes for this week. Well, my Geminis are coming through, I'm telling you. Well, of course, yesterday was a very special holiday. It was my birthday. And I enjoyed myself. Yes, honey. All right. So let's get started with my birthday wishes. June 7th, I have Miss Stephanie Trueblood Green. She turns 42 years old. Happy birthday, Steph. On June 8th, I have Nicholas Leo. Also on June 8th, I have Lenard Rafer. On Thursday, June 9th, I have Miss Tuesday Hatcher. On Friday, June 10th, I have Miss Reese Rainey. I have Ladies of Club Moscato on June 10th, and they turn 45. And I have Kristen Ramos, and her birthday is June 10th. And on Saturday, June 11th, we have our old mayor of New Orleans, and he will always be our mayor, even though he's in jail right now, Mr. Red Nigga Nagin.
God forgive me.
And that's my birthday wishes for the week. What about you, Mahogany?
Okay. Thursday, June 9th, Alvin Robichaud, a good friend of mine. He's turning 41. Happy birthday, Alvin. And Friday, June 10th, my brother Jason is turning 33. Welcome to the mid-30s, Jason. Welcome to the mid-30s. Turn up, turn up, turn up. I know, right? 33.
Yes.
My goodness. My goodness. And that's all I have for the week.
All right. Well, them Geminis still in the building, and we are loving our season. And when our season is over, we'll pass it over to y'all, Cancers. But right now, our Geminis are loving our season. Yes. All right. Let's see what we got to talk about today. Besides that lovely wine I had and all them, that lovely massage I had. Oh. And my husband, I'm like you. I'm surprised I'm even up this morning.
I know. I was like, okay. You know.
But you know, I usually get turned up on my birthday, and then my birthday was a Saturday, too.
Right. Don't we all? Don't we all
but
get
if
turned
we were
up?
In a,
you know?
We were in a club, and you know how New Orleans is. The flood, the rain came, and when we looked out the door, the tires were underneath the water. So, you know, we had to tread our way home.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, you know, it just stop all the buzzkill when you got to go walk in New Orleans, sloppy flood water, you know.
So New Orleans.
So New Orleans. So New Orleans. All right, let's see what we got to talk about today. I just had it, you guys. Give me a second. I just freaking had it. And then it just left away. Well, since it left the way, y'all, I'm going to, come on, where did it go? We were, give me a second. My screen just froze up on me. It, you know, it'd be like that when you're ready to start a show, you know?
Right, right. It just so happens that you're in the middle of doing something and then these electronics don't want to work. And I'm pretty sure Roger's upset. Pretty sure he's upset that his electronics are not working properly either.
Exactly, exactly. So how was your vacation?
It was awesome. D.C. is a shout-out to everybody in D.C. It's a very friendly city. I've never seen so many handsome men and women in one spot, I tell you.
Really?
It was awesome. It was awesome. I had a great time. I'm not going to talk bad about y'all city, but y'all know y'all got some things y'all need to work on. Okay, it's a little, some parts a little dirty, you know, and, you know, the streets are bad, and they have a serious homeless problem, just like any major city, but I feel like this is a little bit more in your face with D.C. And I was pretty shocked because D.C. is the nation's capital. I mean,
right.
I expected a little bit more, you know, being done or what have you. But that being said, you cannot you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make them drink. So, you know,
right.
It is what it is. It is what it is with the situation there. But I was panhandled, I'd say about 5 times a day.
Wow.
The train system is confusing. I didn't do the buses, but the train system is confusing. It is a walking city. You do not need a car. It is very expensive.
So it's a New York. It's another New York, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's in a hurry. They will run you over if you're in their way.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a tad bit faster than Atlanta. You know, not exactly New York fast, you know, but I'd say a tad bit faster than Atlanta as far as riding the trains and everything, because I was on the trains a long time a day. I was like, oh, shit, it's rush hour. I was like, why are these people running to get, you know, I'm like, what are they running for? Like, I'm on vacation, you know, I'm chilling. I'm like, I'm just sitting there. Excuse me, can you get over to the side? Oh, sure, no problem. And look, I was like, you're going to miss the next train anyway. You know, you're not going to get there no faster.
Exactly.
You're not going to get there no faster. And guess what? Another train is coming in 10 minutes. Good grief. But
so the people are rude?
No, they're just in a hurry. They're just in a hurry. The people are friendly. No. They're not rude about it. People are just, they're friendly in general. And they're friendly on the slick. Especially the ones that are hustlers. And I don't know if they're homeless or not. I don't know if they're homeless or not, but whatever. But if you do go to D.C., beware. If someone is really helpful with something or you look lost or whatever, 9 times out of 10, they're going to want a dollar for that information they gave you. Yeah.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I was like, well, I just put my dollar in the machine. I'm sorry. You know, I don't carry cash. You know, I mean, you know, thank you for helping, but I didn't expect you to, you know, I was like, oh, okay then, okie dokie, got me. But, you know, I didn't have anything to give, so let's see what else. It's a very diverse city. Well, they had a lot of other things going on besides Gay Pride. So, you know, there was a biker convention, there was some corporate events going on for different companies or whatever, and I've never seen so many diverse couples. And I thought Atlanta had a lot of them. But, I mean, I've seen all types, Native American, black, white, Spanish, you name it, I saw it. I mean, it was just amazing.
Wow.
It was amazing. And the sites were just unbelievable. The museum was awesome. I only made it to one museum. But it was pretty amazing. And the Martin Luther King Monument. It was unreal. It was very powerful. And statues don't really do anything for me normally, but that was pretty impressive. It looked so real, you know, and like even down to like the veins in his hands, that creator really had did that. He really did that. I mean, it was just amazing, awe-inspiring. I went to the American History Museum because it was on the way, and I had to stop and get some AC on my brain, you know. And that was really cool. That was really cool. And then but the weather, you know, there was might have been one hot day, and I swear to God, late May, early June is the best time to go because it really wasn't hot. Like talking
really?
About it, you know what I mean? No, it wasn't hot like talking about it. Just maybe like one or two kind of steamy days, and
mm-hmm.
everything else was like perfect weather. And the other thing I noticed, everybody's in shape.
All that walking they gotta do.
Everybody in shape. I was like, oh, okay. Okay. You know, running from train to train, like, you know, and bus to bus, you know, I guess that'll make you, yeah, that would do it.
Yeah. And the White House,
you know,
I saw you posted that you were a little disappointed.
I was a little disappointed because it seems so much bigger on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's big, don't get me wrong, it's big, but it just didn't have the same impact as it do on TV. I was like, I was kind of
right.
like, no, you know. Because, like, they were laughing. The people outside were laughing with me. Because I said, that's the house? They were like, yeah. And I said, why does it look bigger on TV? And they were like, oh, my God, are you serious? Are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. I'm kind of underwhelmed, you know. Like, okay.
Wow.
I was like, okay. Well, that's the house, you know. I mean, it just, I don't know.
And looks like they're always just having a parade in D.C. What was the parade you were at?
Oh, that was a veteran parade. There was so much going on in the city. I mean, so much going on. It's like, and I took my good sweet time. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it felt so good to not have to rush to do anything and not really have a timeline.
Right.
The only thing I could tell D.C. is that they need to have more public restrooms out at these sites and stop locking up the few that you do have. Because I'm like, you got to go. If you gotta go, you know, it's you pressed. I mean, you can't. Oh, child. I mean, you know, I didn't want to take a piss at the United States Treasury Department.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know, they need more restrooms for the public if you're gonna have them do all type of walking and sightseeing and things like that. Now the businesses are very open and they don't mind you using the bathrooms and stuff like that. So that helps, you know. That helps.
Mm-hmm.
That helps a lot. But overall, it was nice. I don't know if I would go back. If I did, I'd probably go back with a car so I can get a better understanding of it. Because if you're just going by the train thing, you're not really getting a serious feel for it. I just got more of a city type of feel by being, you know, close to the trains and buses and what like that. So
yeah.
And then all you really need if you really like good with time, all you need is about maybe 3.5 days, maybe. Need 5.
Mm.
I say about 3.5, but you know, but if you don't want to rush yourself, go ahead and do 5, you know.
Right. So you got to see everything you wanted to see.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Oh,
I couldn't think
good.
Of anything else. I couldn't think of anything else that I wanted to see. And then I forgot that you have to book in advance to get a White House tour. And I was like, damn, you know, because up to a month in advance you have to book it or something like that.
Wow.
Now that would have been the ultimate. That would have been the ultimate right there to go see, you know, to see that. So we'll see. We'll see. I may go back.
Wow.
I'm not sure.
Especially with Obama and them last term, it probably would have been awesome to visit.
That's what I mean. Right. But see, he was in Hiroshima, you know, doing the atomic, the bomb, anniversary.
Right.
The atomic bomb anniversary over there. So he wasn't even there, but still in all, it would have been cool to see the White House, you know, because, like, you know, it's an American institution, you know, icon, you know.
Exactly. Wow. Well, so you had a great vacation.
I really did. I really enjoyed myself. I really did. Oh, and the men, girl. Oh, well, you're married. But anywho, I'm gonna just tell people out there in the streets. Look, they got some good looking men out there. And I swear I didn't see any sagging pants. I was over the moon. I had no sagging pants. No offense to y'all that sagging, but Lord. I mean, I was so professional type folks everywhere I went.
Okay.
Everywhere I went. I mean, so handsome, so handsome. I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is like you get in trouble, child.
Okay. Nice looking man.
So handsome.
Sitting
so
with
handsome.
Money. I'm loving it already.
So handsome. OMG. Yep. OMG. OMG. So handsome. And yes, the cost of living is, yes, it is expensive. It's expensive to eat. But even, you know, you can get around that. But I know you can't really, like, if you want to be in D.C., you can't get around cheap rent. I already know that. But
right.
Cheap food, you can get around with cheap food, but for the most part, it's expensive. The train is expensive, like, depending on what time of day you ride it. Because, like, non-peak times, it's like $1 and something. And then the peak times, it's like $3.75. I was like, $3.75?
Wait, they changed the times depending on how
yes,
many people
ma'am.
Are?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Rush hour, it goes up, baby. So I had learned my lesson.
So they're capitalizing on people's transportation. So if you work, you're going to always be in the peak hours. And if you don't work,
mm-hmm.
then that's when you get the cheap money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's shade right there.
Yep. And some of the trains raggedy.
If you have a job and you can go at any time, you can get cheap prices. But if you work, you got to pay. That ain't right.
Yep, you got to pay. You got to pay me, honey. Some of them trains are raggedy. The older ones, and then some of the newer ones were nice. You know, there weren't any fights, you know, because I saw a lot of, the train fights on YouTube and everything. I mean, for the most part, people are very friendly there for the most part, and I was surprised. I was really surprised. They're very friendly for the most part. It was easy to talk to everybody. Nobody can turn their nose up at you or nothing, so I was like, okay, this is cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Really cool city. Really cool
city. All right, DC. I knew about the hustle and bustle, I kind of figured, but I thought it would be more accommodating too, because they said living in actual DC is a lot cheaper and more hood than living on the outskirts. So what
no.
I ever heard about.
No. No, it's the opposite. I think the burbs are cheaper, and I think the burbs are more probably go nicer. Now, don't get me wrong, I wasn't in a bad area, but it's just little pockets. It's like a little pockets of the homeless folks,
right.
Little pockets of little trash on the ground or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would think, but it's always more expensive in the city core. Even, you know, in the city of New Orleans, you know, even cigarettes. I'm like, you know, you're going to pay a difference if you go across that water. You're going to pay a lot cheaper for your cigarettes sometimes. And then, yeah. Yeah. It's expensive in D.C. It is expensive.
Did you find any good restaurant?
I pretty much stuck to what I knew because there weren't any, there was like a little something right there by the hotel, but there wasn't nothing that looked appealing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that too, I was on foot, so I wasn't going to go too far.
Right, exactly,
you know,
exactly.
I wasn't going to go too far to eat, so I was pretty much eating at either Union Station, where they had more of a variety of different types. You know, you had the Chinese whatever, your Taco Bells and your... Sparrow and Charlie's cheesesteaks and whatnot. So no, not so much off the beaten path restaurants. You need more.
Uh-huh.
I think you need a little bit more of research for that and a cost.
Right.
Because you know they
really. Well, I know they're known for their crab cakes, so I didn't know if you had a chance to get one of their crab cakes because they're known for their crabs.
I wish I did. I wish I did. I love crab cakes. But no, because it's like, if it wasn't on a bus line or a train line, then I wouldn't be able to do it, you know.
Right.
But that was the situation, really, because they only had like a Starbucks like at the corner. Yeah, Starbucks
mm-hmm.
at the corner, and then they had a little restaurant that I forgot the name of, a little bar and grill thing, that at the corner of the hotel I was at. So my location wasn't really conducive to like food like Chinatown was. Chinatown had
right.
a lot more options, but that's a walk.
right, exactly.
It's a walk to Chinatown if you don't take the train. So, and then depending on how hungry you are and how long you want to wait, you know me, when I get hungry, I got to eat right then and there.
Right. Hello, me too.
You know.
I don't want to have to find out where I'm going.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't got to hunt for it, you know.
Exactly.
But it was a great trip. It was a great trip.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. I'm taking a trip to D.C. I'm supposed to be taking
yeah.
a trip to the ATL this week, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
I'll keep y'all posted. I'm supposed to be there on Thursday.
Okay. Turn up.
Yes. Part two of my birthday week.
All right.
You know how I do. All right. We got to talk about Miss. I found my little spill. We got to talk about Miss Braxton again. First, we're going to talk about Miss Tony and her newfound love, Birdman. Put some respect on this. I don't know why. So I guess because Tamar is dating Vince and he's doing well for her. I guess Tony was like, well, I won't find me a man with money, too. So now she's dating the Birdman. And I know I've discussed this before, but I still can't wrap my mind around it. But they have come out and made it official that they are dating.
Wow.
I just didn't see the Tony Braxton and a Birdman in the same sense. Like, this is reminding me again of Janet Jackson and Jermaine Dupri. Like, it just doesn't
match.
Yeah. But she's happy. She said he keeps a smile on her face. Good luck, Tony. Just watch these boys from New Orleans. You know, he always is some mess. He be kissing Lil Wayne. Everybody has that thing about him now that everybody thinks that he is gay. So just be careful, Tony. I just didn't expect it. I really didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Tamar.
Yeah, nobody did.
Yeah. Tamar Braxton was on the Steve Harvey show, on his radio show. And he signed her a deal with his company. So Tamar will be getting her own talk show.
Good Lord help us all. Good Lord help us all. Good Lord help us all. She's going to be on the airwaves again. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Now, if she couldn't do well with Fox, how do you think she's going to do with Steve Harvey?
Well, it all depends on the umbrella. I think it depends on what the umbrella is and what the show would be about. I don't mind having her talk about fashion because
mm-hmm.
she has some nice outfits and whatnot, some nice hair, you know, this time.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to be serious? You know what I mean? Is she going to be like a grown up, or is she going to be that chick next door?
I think she's still gonna bring her ratchet. Because that's Tamar. I think she is gonna try to combine it like she did using her innuendos, like she do from like the Braxton with her. I'm about to throw a whole tree. Like when she's talking about shade and all that. I think she's gonna do that. And depending on the timeline she comes on the TV, if she's not daytime, I think if she's more evening, I think she'll do fine. Because the people that watch her is the younger dynamic, yeah. And I think she'll do great if she does a 3 to 4, you know, time slot. But if she does like a daytime time slot, those daytime housewives don't want to hear about the shade and, you know,
and, right,
you know,
and
all that. Yeah, they don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I'm going to hear all that extra. I don't need to look. I'm not no housewife. I don't want to hear all that extra. because I liked all the other girls. I like all the other girls on the reel. But Tamar kept me from watching it because she just overthetop.com. So if they work on her persona a little bit, then maybe I'll check out her new show. I mean, I'll check out anything, you know, once. You know what I'm saying? So I won't just discount it, but I'm curious to see what she's going to do with this new show. Hope it works out. You know what I'm saying? It's just Tamar on TV again. Ugh. Okay.
Right. The real saying now, they threatening Tamar now that they will put out some things to show from her from the real, because you know right now the real is not taping. They will put up some clips if she keeps talking about why she was fired and her point of view. Right. They're going to put out some things to show the side of her that she does not want people to see. Ms. Tamar has not responded. You know, Vince no longer works for the real. So they haven't responded. She hasn't responded. But they threatening it. She does it again, like she was real open on the Braxtons. Her thought was she was more open on the show because the cameras was right there when she got the announcement. Everybody's not believing that. They think she went ahead and taped it after. In reality,
yeah. I'm like, it's like, you know, these shows get taped so far in advance.
Right.
And I was like, really? She doing it? See, this is the reason why that girl gets on my nerves, because she always doing some extra shit. She always does extra shit, okay? And then we'll get mad when people come for her. I'm like, well, don't be putting your shit out there all wrong and shit, okay? Shit, a hit dog gonna holler. I'm like, my God.
I agree. And I think she uses, because Tony seems like the more wholesome one in the group and everything. And that picture she posted right after she got it with Tony hugging her and comforting her, Tony is always right there by her side. And I think she uses that because people gravitate to Tony quicker than they do her.
We gravitate to Tony for different reasons, because Tony is classy. Tony has always carried herself as a class act. Mm-hmm. Now, she got mad at Oprah one time when Oprah was like, girl, how could you not keep track of your money? Girl, mm-hmm. I didn't even know Fendi made towels, girl. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you can't keep track of your money, girl. Yes, you can't keep track of your money, girl. Girl, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So Oprah wasn't, she felt like Oprah was, like, being mean to her or whatever. She was so mean to me. She was so rude to me. That was the only time I seen Tony, like, act stupid. Act out a little bit. I was like, oh, that was nothing. Oprah, she was light with you, bitch. You know, I'm like, fuck. You don't want to fuck with your money. No, your dumb ass fucked with the money. Talk about you could get too much to keep track of.
Oprah was just trying to educate her. And I think that point in her life, she wasn't ready to be educated.
No, because she thought she knew everything.
Right. Some people can't deal with trying to be educated. They're going through their thing.
They take it the wrong way sometimes because they're not open to receive things at different times, you know. So, yeah.
Exactly. And I will take money advice from a person like Oprah any day.
Hello?
So I don't understand.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you take it from somebody. Now, I can see it's somebody like your peer that's making the same amount as you trying to tell you, and they're not doing what they're supposed to do, but somebody that is etched on the Oprah status, baby, how did you write your check to Oprah? Tell me again how you do that.
Okay. And how you figure out how to pay these people.
Okay. And that's
what's
why
your pay
people
for that?
Oprah. Oprah never gave them advice of something she never tried, even with all her weight loss stuff and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Oprah went up and down with her weight, and she shared it what she was doing at the time she was doing it, how she was keeping it. And that's why people loved her, because she kept it real. And
she was very open.
It was like, Not in a way like, you better do this or you better do that. No, it was.
Right,
she didn't
preaching.
Tell you how she did her weight loss until after it was all.
Mm-hmm.
She was
never
really,
preachy
she
about
was really
it.
Open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
yeah, she
with
never
her,
preachy about it.
She wasn't. She wasn't. Mm-hmm. And she's an advocate now for education, but she doesn't throw it down people's throat. It's like, you know, she talks about it. Oprah was just at a friend of mine's daughter's graduation at Spelman. Oprah didn't speak.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah sat in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And she congratulated the girls after. And people are like, oh, my God, Oprah's here. She must go speak. Oprah didn't speak. Stevie Wonder spoke, but Oprah didn't. But Oprah was there.
Why Oprah didn't say nothing? Why Oprah didn't say nothing? Because they didn't ask her to open up her mouth.
Was, exactly. And she sat there. She was very humble. Like, most people that would have been on Oprah's level would have been like, oh, I need to get up there and say something if I'm going to come. She didn't do that. She just came to support. And I respect Oprah for that. I respect Oprah for a lot of things. And I haven't seen a talk show host as strong as Oprah. Steve Harvey tries, but he's not Oprah.
No.
Wendy Williams captured a lot of Oprah's audience, but she's not Oprah.
No. No. And the only reason why Wendy is big is because, well, they would have been two different time slots, number one.
Right.
Wendy Williams is early morning.
Right.
But there isn't, like a daytime gossip show. So there was a vacuum for that. And it was at a time, see, I liked it when Wendy first came out because Wendy had a different kind of ratchet. You know, she had like a grown woman kind of ratchet. She's cleaned it up, still let you have the tea and everything, but she's a lot more polished now. But I liked it better when she was a little rough. That's just me. It was a different kind of, you know.
Radio.
Yeah, and it was a different kind of, you know, the show was totally, you know, not totally different, but it, to me it was a little bit more edgier, I would say, and it was like, you know, it was like something that had never been done.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I still watch the show. It's just that she's more polished every day now instead of how it was before, where she just threw a wig on and went out there on the stage and was like, hey, y'all, you know.
Exactly.
You know, and I liked it like that because it was, you know, she kept it real. But I guess they were like, well, look, bitch, this is your third season. We need you to clean it up a little bit, okay? We need you to get it together. And she was like, all right then, damn it. You know, all right then, I'll get it together, shit. All right, fuck. You know.
Yeah, she was bringing in a new dynamic of people. And now people of all ages watch. My mom watches Wendy. And
yes, everybody. Yes. The way she breaks it down and the way she talks about it, it's totally different from what everyone else does. You know, and it's, you know, very unique niche. So, no, she's not Oprah. And she wouldn't even dare, you know, infringe upon Oprah's territory. She said that out of her mouth. You know what I'm saying? She's not a talk show mogul. She's a gossip mogul.
And she is shady.
Know?
Like, Oprah
She
is very shady. And just like with the whole tape, going back to the Tamar thing with Lonnie Love, she assumes a lot of stuff. And that's why a lot of people get mad with Wendy. Wendy assumed that Lonnie Love came on her show and knew. And Lonnie Love really took offense to that because she said she really liked Wendy. And now you're putting a barrier between me and my friend because I knew nothing about it. I didn't get the call till Saturday. But Wendy went, because I really think Lonnie knew. I'm going to have to, you know, look at Lonnie, you know, and she made them little faces. So everybody believe that, you know, you have the inside scoop because you're Wendy Williams.
Well, no, I don't believe that she always has the right inside scoop, okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to think that people are that gullible. You know, they might be.
They
I don't
are.
Know.
They are. I mean, it was all over. As soon as Wendy said it, like, blogs fit up. Like, they were going crazy. Lonnie Love knew.
Wow.
Lonnie Love knew. That's why Lonnie made that video that she made.
Uh-huh. I saw it.
To set the record straight. Because everybody, I mean, the blogs were going crazy.
What?
They were like, they can't believe that Lonnie Love stabbed Tamar in the back and, you know, all this. And Tamar obviously felt some type for her not to answer Lonnie Love's calls. And because she watches Wendy, and Wendy is her friend as well, so to say stuff like that, Wendy just has to be a little careful, and that's why a lot of people that go to her, when they sit on her sofa, they kind of skeptical about saying certain things, because Wendy does kind of twist it, but she does it in a joking way.
Yeah.
And sometimes she's just saying, you know, I think, but people take it as, you know, the insight because you're in that field. You obviously know what's really going on. You know the real. But
they shouldn't be that. They shouldn't be that gullible. No, they shouldn't be that gullible.
But we should be in the industry. That's just like if somebody called you and you say, "Yeah, I knew Roger Love wasn't coming on because he don't like Kiki." Well, everybody listening to us right now, like, okay, that could be true because tomorrow is gonna be me and you. Or Roger Love ain't on the show no more because Kiki on there. Because they don't think you have the inside scoop, and you could just be joking. But if you're in that realm, people take it a little differently, you know? And she deals with celebrities on a regular basis. So people thinking, okay, you know the gossip, you know the real. Mm. And sometimes she just says it and just throw it out there. So I think she just needs to be careful when she does it.
It just be assumption and entertainment. That's all her show is. People need to realize
that.
It's an entertainment show. You know, it's not gospel. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just her opinion that she feels like Lonnie knew. That's all that was.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure Lonnie and Wendy went behind the scenes and made up about it. You know what I'm saying? Because Wendy's not malicious. I don't believe Wendy's malicious.
I believe she is.
Ooh.
I do. I don't care for Wendy Williams. And because you have taken on that daytime role, a lot of people run in the morning to watch Wendy Williams. When you say things, you have a different platform now, and a lot of people listen. So keep your smug ass, or say, like sometimes she'll say, you know what, this is not, you know, the truth or anything, this is just my feeling. Sometimes she'll say that.
She did say that. Right.
But sometimes she doesn't, and sometimes it's just, I just think she goes a little too far with her opinions and makes them seem like they're facts, and that's not cool. But, you know, I don't really care for her and her wrinkled-ass legs and her stockings in the summertime wearing eggs.
Wait, her what?
Her wrinkled legs, stocking in the summertime wearing eggs.
Oh.
That woman got some bad legs. She got some. She is built like the letter P. Sit down.
She said that herself. Yes.
Oh, a mess.
Yes, honey. But her hair makeup be on point. Her hair makeup be on point, honey.
Her makeup, she still looks like an 8 to me. She looks like an
8. Oh, my God.
Wendy looks like an 8 in the face. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Wendy is not a pretty girl. Come on.
No, I think she's come a long way.
Okay, that's what your jeans give you.
I think she's a little too skinny now, but she's come a long way. They put her together really nicely. That's just my opinion.
All the plastic surgery Wendy didn't have, she could have did better. That's all I'm going to say. She could have did 100% better. All right, it looks like we got a few more minutes. We got almost 12 minutes. The next thing, did you have a chance to watch The New Roots?
No, I just got back from vacation.
I don't think
I
want to watch it. Huh?
Right, because what, they got some, like, new people that's trying to be relevant now, or?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the new age of Roots with different cast.
A reboot or a remix or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to see it. And I think, T.I. in it?
I think so, yes.
And I'm like, okay, so T.I. playing a slave. Nigga ain't never been a slave. I mean, these are all actors. You know, even in the back of the day, they were actors. These were actors portraying a role. Okay. But
understand why it needs to be redone. I do know that more stories need to be told, you know, about the situation, how it was, but I'd rather have, you know, unknowns do it, you know, so they can have a chance to come out and show us their gifts.
Well, I totally disagree with you, Mahogany. I'm tired of seeing slave movies, 12 years a slave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 12 Years a Slave, Knives Roots, and there was another one. I'm tired of seeing a slave movie. We knew our ancestors were slaves. Some of our ancestors were slaves. I think they need to put shine light on now what people don't know about the ones that actually own slaves, about how they brought us over from the lifestyle we lived before then. I don't care to know. It puts a bad taste already in people's mouths about the whole roots and the whole 12 years a slave type of thing, because this man was a free man, and you know, it shows how you beat him down and took him down notches in his life for 12 years. I'm not a fan of knowing how tortured my ancestors were. I want to know about the ones that they tried to hide, the ones that actually made it out, the ones that actually was in the North and living well, the ones that actually was in the South and was doing well for themselves. That's the history I want. I don't think my kids should always know that your ancestors were slaves. We already know that. They teach it to us every day in the school system. What about the ones that weren't? We wasn't always oppressed.
I hear you on that.
It looked like every year when we think
we have a big
two steps.
Yeah, we have a big, you know, a big movie about black suffrage year, every other year. Yeah,
exactly.
Like The Help.
Right.
You know, they weren't slaves or anything, but they were still oppressed with the system. You know, The Help,
exactly.
12 Years a Slave. There may have been some other ones I can't think of off the top of my head. But, yeah, every year or so, we had this big, you know, big old production movie about our suffrage. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting old.
Time out for that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting old.
Don't get me wrong. My mom's generation, they were in the movement of the Dr. Martin Luther King era. So they were on that whole, so for them to watch movies like Roots and things like that, it's because they were trying to get free at last. They were trying to get rid of the segregation.
Yeah.
Our age group, we were just not even the one generation away from the segregation. So we had to realize that we were on a different movement, a different path.
Right.
Our generation has made it better for our kids where there is no separation. There is none
right.
of that. So why have to keep reminding us about slavery, which is not about segregation? Slavery happened two or three generations before that. My grandmother is 93
right.
years old, and she wasn't a slave. Her
right.
mom was not a slave. So why are you going to just keep oppressing us? I mean, it's a time and a place for everything. Yes, we are trying to raise our kids that it's time to better themselves, but for them to go three steps forward, and yes, they know that it's going to be a hard road, but to go three to that road, stop taking us two steps back to telling us about how we were beaten and enslaved.
Mm,
now,
I agree.
With the president election coming up, a lot of people do need to remember that Donald Trump is not for us. Now, I know of a lot of African-Americans and whites that think Trump is entertaining, and they're going to vote for him. Don't vote for a president because he's entertaining.
No.
He's going to have y'all all
no.
back on in chains and on the slave boat.
Mm. Right.
But
not because he's entertaining. I mean, that just blows my mind that people are fascinated
Hello?
With him because he's entertaining.